Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for March 18th, 2022. It is Friday. TGIF. Butch?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the way time goes, it'll be Monday tomorrow, but I'm going to try to make it stretch out as long as I can over the weekend.
What?
I said, the way time goes by, it'll be Monday tomorrow, but I'm hoping I get stretched out a little further over the weekend.
I know it, but...
I guess you got a big party planned, inviting all your friends over for barbecue and stuff, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right, people. You all heard that. Come on in, wherever you are.
No, actually, I'm doing a good deed this weekend. I'm volunteering for an event this weekend on Sunday, so I'm doing my community service.
Well, good for you.
So, no, it's just not party time. It's serious business.
All right.
So, mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yes. Anyway, gold today. Okay, cheer up, folks. Great buying opportunities, and you have to remember, and Butch, I think you should recall when gold was going up to these high numbers, I says, well, you know, if things cool off with the war in Ukraine, or, you know, things get to where the nuke doesn't go off tomorrow, things are going to cool off. We can see prices pull back, and they'll go up again and pull back.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. So I think we're beginning to settle out and find the bottom. And I think these are the real prices around here for gold. And so today we're looking at gold at $1,920. Silver is at $24.98. Platinum is at $1,033. And palladium is $2,580. The USDX today was stronger, 0.18 at 98.19. Crude oil continues to march upward, and of course the Dow rallied more than 260 points to post their best week since 2020. How about that, Butch?
Hey, man. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yes. That paper is very valuable. And again, we don't mean to mock those who have stocks. I know a lot of the listeners do. And congratulations. I hope it works well as long as you get it protected. You know, gamble, that's the best thing, you know. It's not the best thing you can do, but it's something that you can do. And that's what you are doing, is gambling. But just be aware, and I think most of the listeners are aware, and they make those decisions. Again, the Dow is up 274 points at 34,755. S&P up 51 at 4463. NASDAQ was up 280 at 13,893. Asia mixed, with the Hang Seng being negative. Europe, I'm sure, was positive, and it was. I guarantee you they're all still riding high from Zelensky's speech on Wednesday, and with the additional weaponry that we're sending to Ukraine. 10-year yield, 2.14%, and oil, WTI was up 1.75 at 104.73. Brent was up 104 at 107.75. So those two are really moving kind of in sync, which is kind of interesting. So I don't know. There was Biden and President Xi from China. They had a two-hour call focused on the need for peace, almost 2 hours this morning. And supposedly this was a critical test of whether Biden can convince China to turn down Russian requests for military and economic aid. It's kind of unclear from an initial Chinese government readout of the call whether our president has succeeded. And it was interesting, and I like Pat Buchanan. And, you know, he said this time when Biden had turned down a lot of the weaponry, closing the airspace over Ukraine, Pat Buchanan supported that. He supported the president on that decision. My question is, yes, we didn't close the airspace, which is a good thing, because we really can't. I mean, we have, and Pat Buchanan's article continues to talk about all of our problems that we have here at home. And we can't forget about those problems. We can't get so focused on other issues, even though they're important and they do have impacts. We still have to focus on what's going on here at home. We have no vital interests in Ukraine. And that people forget that. As horrible as it is, as terrible as it is, but we really don't know because there's so much propaganda out there. And so if you can't confirm items, then you should stay at home and let's focus on what we can do here. And so anyway, they had that call today. We'll see what happens. It began just shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern time. A long time. 2 hours is a long time. Have you heard anything interesting coming from that call, Butch?
Yeah, I have. No, on the call, not much. I just read some of the excerpts of the speech or the call and the communications. It sounded positive in a lot of ways. I mean, how do you know which one's telling the truth and which one isn't? But it sounded like it was maybe a little bit of a fruitful conversation. Only time will tell, I suppose. But again, that just because Jinping says something pleasant doesn't necessarily mean they're going to follow through with it, and vice versa with our president, too. You know that.
Correct.
So we will see, and I have some information to share in a minute about China and Russia working together with the Russian gold and Chinese petrol yuan and what it can mean to us financially. So, okay, maybe they're friendly, they really mean it, but they're going to undermine it to the point that people that would just talk about having all the money in the stocks is going to have nothing if this happens.
Right.
And if you had cash, it would be the same thing. We'll discuss that in more detail in a little bit, but it's just interesting. So I don't know, Melody. It's everything is so convoluted, and we've been lied to from so many different directions. It's hard to sit down and believe something.
It really is. And so it's... You have to use your common sense, and it's that's the key. Because if you use your common sense, then although I'm not sure, I don't know how much common sense men have. Butch.
Well, I got a sign here beside me talks about the death of common sense, so you know.
But anyway, common sense. How about this? Chocolate and candy sales hit a record. $36.9 billion in candy, gum, mints, chocolate, and other confections in 2021. And it looks like people are going to continue to buy more. This is a new report by the National Confectioners Association. And this is important because when times are tough, people turn to sweets.
Comfort food.
It's comfort food. The pandemic not only gave people more license to buy goodies, it also gave them that and got them into the habit of buying things online and consuming them at home. Candy and chocolate sales in 2021 were 11% higher than in 2020 and 15% higher than in 2019. And the trade group attributes the rise to the incredibly permissibility of our category and joys based on the strong connection between emotional well-being and confectionery. Sales are projected to reach $44.9 billion by 2026. Now that's a 22% increase over 2021. And social media has been helping to drive candy sales. You think, how can social media, other than 42% of TikTokers engage in food challenges? I mean, what type of food challenges do TikTokers do that?
I don't know.
We need to find out, Butch. Yeah, we got to stay on top of this.
I don't
want
to find out because if I do, I'll put on another 20 pounds. I don't want to find out.
Consumers view chocolate and candy as special treats and happy, balanced lifestyle. And let's see. Details of billions in sales of 2021. Chocolate represented the largest category with $21 billion in sales, followed by non-chocolate, $12 billion, and gum and mints, $3.1 billion. billion. 71% of consumers mostly purchase chocolate and candy at their primary grocery store. 88% share with family and friends at least half the time. Of the 91% of Americans who take road trips, 83% sometimes or always includes chocolate and candy in their travels. I'm one of those. I'm part of that 91%. So that's kind of interesting. June is National Candy Month, scheduled strategically to help fill the confectionery sales gap between Easter and Halloween. And one of the last big spikes in sales of sweets happened in 2009, the height of the big recession, when Americans, particularly adults, were consuming growing volumes of candy, from Mary Jane's, Tootsie Rolls, to gummy bears and cheap chocolates. And
well, I do believe that chocolate gives you some kind of high, too, I believe. I mean, it really does. It's just something. It just makes you feel good. I don't know how it works, but you know sugar makes you hyper, so.
It's got caffeine in it.
Yeah, it does something that makes you feel better, so.
Yeah, it's got caffeine, so it pumps you up and makes you feel better. But you know what? I guess this is better than going to the bar, because usually alcohol. I don't have the numbers of that to see how that increased, but certainly during the Depression and everything. Of course, they didn't have chocolate back in the Great Depression. Not like we do today. People were skinny then, too. But not that candy is the only reason why Americans aren't skinny, but...
Oh, maybe we should invent some chocolate-flavored beer. I don't know. But
They probably already have it, Butch.
They probably have it. You're right. You're right.
So I think that's kind of interesting. But again, it tells you that, you know, the people out there are not very happy.
I understand. And, yes, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
But you know, this article that I want to share, I think, is, folks, we did pay attention to this because we know for years they've been trying to do away with the dollar as the world currency. And they're getting closer every day. This is from Escobar. Say hello to Russian gold and Chinese petroyuan. The Russian-led Eurasia Economic Union and China just agreed to design the mechanism for an independent financial and monetary system that would bypass dollar transactions. Now, Millie's been mentioning this, and I've been mentioning this for a long time. It's going to happen. It was a long time coming, but finally some key elements of multipolar world's new foundations are being revealed. On Friday, after a video conference meeting, the Eurasian Economic Union and China agreed to design the mechanism for an independent international monetary and financial system. The EAEU consists of Russia, Kyrgyzstan, Belarus, and Armenia, and is establishing free trade deals with other Eurasian nations and is progressively interconnecting with the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative. For all practical purposes, the idea comes from Sergei Glayev, Russia's foremost independent economist and the former advisor to President Vladimir Putin and the Minister for Integration and Microeconomics of the Eurasian Economic Commission, the regulatory body, the EAU. Glashev's central role is devising the new Russian Eurasian economic financial strategy has been examined. He saw the Western financial squeeze on Moscow coming light years before others. Quite diplomatically, Glashkov attributed the fruition of the idea to the common challenges and risk associated with the global economic slowdown and restrictive measures against the EAU states in China. Translation: as China is as much Eurasian power as Russia, they need to coordinate their strategies to bypass the U.S. unipolar dollar. The next article ties in with it. Countdown to the collapse of the petrodollar. America's dollar dominance is coming to a sudden, catastrophic end. Total chaos will follow. This is our natural news. Project Sandman describes 100-plus nation. Now listen up, folks. 100-plus nation agreement that when triggered will see those nations simultaneously dump the dollar and abandon the petrodollar status that has allowed the USA to enjoy 50 years of fiat currency counterfeiting and material abundance at the expense of everyone else. With this decision, when this decision is triggered, the dollar and the all dollar denominated assets will plunge to near zero literally overnight. This means all dollar-denominated bank accounts, bonds, pension funds, treasuries, and other investment vehicles will essentially be worth zero for the simple reason that all banks and markets will freeze up operations. Any funds you have in the stock market will be stuck with those markets, and the entire infrastructure of the banking and finance will suffer a catastrophic liquidity crisis that will freeze nearly all financial transactions. Credit cards will stop functioning. Food stamp systems will go down and stay down. ATMs will not function. Wire transfers will be halted. Checks won't be honored, and banks will appear to be offline when assessed through the Internet, displaying maintenance messages to panicked users. The dollar collapse is a deliberate plan to force the starving masses into a digital dollar control grid. And when you watch, when I'm reading all these articles about the digital dollar, and we'll discuss in a minute, just a second, Ukraine wants to be the first nation to go into the Great Reset. All this is tying together, Melody. I don't know how long it's going to take to put together and actually push this button that we just read about, but every day we're getting closer. Every day we're getting closer to the destruction of the dollar. And as the article just says, it's been a fiat currency backed by oil. When other nations decide to bypass the dollar, no longer want the dollar, folks, our economy is done. It's finished. Everything we've grown accustomed to, as far as we know it right now, will be gone forever. I hope you listen to this. Maybe it won't happen in our lifetime, although I think it will. I don't think it's years away. I think it's months away at best. That's my opinion. In my opinion, a dollar and a half, buy a cup of coffee about anywhere. But I'm just telling you, that's what I see happening. I'm reading it happening, and I'm pretty good at attaching the dots and drawing a picture of this. We are not looking good in the world as a financial giant any longer. We're just not. And Zelensky had just signed into law the first of Schwab's Great Reset. Yeah, folks, Zelensky and Schwab are friends. He announced he is introducing a social credit application combining universal basic incomes, a digital identity, and a vaccine passport all within their DIA app. He also says that because so much money is coming into Ukraine, as he has become an international celebrity, he has legalized cryptocurrencies in Ukraine. He will allow foreign and Ukrainian cryptocurrencies to exchange just to operate legally, according to the country's Ministry of Digital Transformation. Interesting, Melody.
Yeah, you'd think he'd be too busy fighting a war in order to...
Yeah, really.
Worry about cryptos and so forth. So there has to be decisions being made shortly after his long speech in Washington, D.C. So, you know, we weren't privy to once the cameras went off and they had other conversations. So anyway, we'll be back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoices.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. You know, during break, I saw these headlines, and I'm just thinking, Butch, what world are we heading into? I mean, here you have Heineken hosted an event in the metaverse and offered the chance to drink the brand's first virtual beer. Okay? Now, if it's a virtual beer, do you get a virtual high or buzz?
I don't know how that works.
Do you get a virtual drunk? Do you get drunk from a virtual? I mean, these are the headlines, and we're talking about what's happening in D.C. You know, the world is falling apart, but yet yesterday the Senate passed a permanent daylight savings time to make it permanent, and another headline comes out today, and we talked about this before. It was in another state. What did you say, West Virginia?
West Virginia, yes.
House passes bill to prohibit discrimination based on hair. This is what they're doing? This is the world that we're... That's our future? I mean, Butch, forget all the headlines about war. Those headlines alone should make you scared.
These are much more important matters. You know, I mean, goodness gracious, Melody. I mean, we can't discriminate somebody because their hair looks funky or whatever they call it. But De Niro was fiddling when Rome burned, so I guess, yeah, why not? D.C. would just go in and fiddle while the world goes to into chaos. Why not?
But even the people, the mindset is also, when we talk about this virtual reality, it's like they really don't care. I mean, they're like being sucked up into this technology.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't understand how virtual reality works. I've never been around it, never fooled with it. But some say it's almost like really doing something or being somewhere. I don't know. I don't know that I want to be part of a virtual reality. I mean, I guess it's a way of escape from different things. I suppose that's one way of looking at it. Almost like maybe something like TV started out, you know, back when I first moved in the home back in the 50s and 60s. It's a way to get out of the mundane world into something, you know, make believe. You know, I mean, shows like Gunsmoke and I Love Lucy, and maybe it was a way to escape from the real world. Maybe it's the same thing. Well, it's a virtual reality. It's a way to escape.
Yeah, but the TV back then, we didn't become a part of it. It wasn't our world.
No, we didn't.
It was strictly entertainment. But this virtual reality, you become a part of it. And so it is a dual... It's not a dual reality, but it's...
Well,
it's an avoidance of reality.
TV was a step in that direction. You follow what I'm saying? It's a step that's reminding us things a little bit.
Yeah, manipulate an addiction.
Yes. Yep.
Sell to the masses. Money, money, money.
When I was in the military and stations and places I didn't like to be, sleeping on cots with rats bigger than a dog coming through there sometimes at night, we go to a movie. And that was a couple hours of escape from reality. You walked out of that little hut, you're back into the into the little sandbag barracks and sleeping on a cot. But for a couple of hours, you were somewhere else. That's escaping. That was a little bit of escapism for us for a little bit. So I think it's what it boils down to. People are tired of their lives or their lives are mundane. They don't like what they're doing. Maybe this is a way to get some adventure and get your mind off what's really happening. I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea, but who am I?
You're
so just go buy some chocolate and go to the metaverse.
And drink some virtual beer.
There you go.
Sounds like a plan.
We're making sense here now, you see.
Yeah. Okay.
But
what do you want to talk about now? The little aliens flying across the sky?
There you go. Oh, I saw one last night. You know, see it? But we're discussing the digital world, and this is actually coming into place. It's actually coming about as we speak. Jamaican Central Bank plans to airdrop $16 to the first 100 citizens of the CBDC. Now, what's that? Okay, let's find out. In a bid to spread awareness and bolster usage, the Jamaican government is all set up to airdrop $16, that's $2,500 Jamaican dollars, to the first 100,000 citizens, setting up the central bank digital currency, CBDC wallets, after April 1st. Now, folks, let that sink in. They're weaning people from cash. While delivering the opening presentation in the 2022-23 budget debate in the House of Representatives this week, Minister of Finance and Public Service Dr. Nigel Clark stated that the main objective of the move is to encourage citizens to use CBDC as an option to conduct transactions. Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, has unveiled the country's CBDC effort, dubbed Jamaican Digital Exchange JAMDEX, in February, with the tagline being "No cash, no problem." The initiative is part of the government's digital transformation of Jamaica's economy. The initiative is part of the government's digital transformation of Jamaica's economy. That's something to really meditate on a minute. They're taking away the cash. According to the finance minister, any individual with an existing bank account can automatically be eligible for the JAMDEX wallet. The government plans to detail more incentives to use its new CBDC, the rollout of which is scheduled for the beginning of April to June quarter. The government and central bank will also push for the BOJ, that's the Bank of Jamaica, to be the sole issuer of JAMDEX, as well as for the CBDC to be recognized as legal tender. Clark also mentioned that the more merchants such as corner shops, vendors, and buyers accept JAMDEX, the more widespread its use will be. The government is also looking to incentivize businesses to set up electronic wallets and to conduct payments in JAMDEX. Maybe this is a real move to take away cash. And we're seeing, and they're working. I mean, when you have a whole country, Jamaica, trying to do that, I mean, I know it's nowhere. I mean, as far as size of the country, Jamaica is not that big a place. But we have Ukraine won't be the first one to go into the Great Reset. We're seeing this world being set up for something that none of us ever experienced before. Ever. And if Klaus Schwab is right, he said, you own nothing and you love it. And he said himself, that's on our website under government cover-ups economic news, that you're going to go into this where you want to or not.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but the thing of it is...
Yes, you do.
I do believe that these little countries are tests, because you have El Salvador that made cryptocurrencies legal back in September of 2021, and it's not working for them. The gamble that they took is crumbling, and so there's a lot of cracks in it. So I think these are more tests, but you're right, it's still the beginning of it and
it
so
is.
Forth. But the key thing to it is it going to work? This guy, here's an example, a 23-year-old Salvadorian who runs a shoe store with his family, was looking forward to trying out the technology. He heard that it would reduce costs. It would speed up payments. After a few days of overcoming technical glitches, he was up and running, accepting payments in Bitcoin from customers. By February 22, Bonilla's list of complaints about Bitcoin was long. The only available Bitcoin ATM was too far away. The government helpline was slow, and the price was too volatile. One day, he lost a $25 transaction from a customer to technical issues and never heard back from the digital wallet's customer service team. So he had decided. He's not the only one. 6 months since El Salvador's Bitcoin law came into effect, adoption of the cryptocurrency still remains patchy. So again, and now you have Jamaica, you have these little countries. And to me, I think it's the governments that are doing it.
Sure.
Trying to pawn it onto the people, because all of these countries are, most of my knowledge, I'm sure they're not all, but they're corrupt. I don't know one government that's not corrupt. And they get to speed these payments for various items. And I'm sorry, the black web, the dark web. And, you know, it's not for the people. It's for the governments.
Control,
but they
control,
have to
control.
Con, they have to con the people into accepting it. And so you will be seeing it, and it is, but I just don't believe it's going to be as easy as what everybody thinks it could be. But they're going to go through with it anyway. The point is, it's not going to benefit the people. I believe the cryptocurrency is here. The governments are going to use it, but I think that it'll fall short for the people.
It may have some glitches in it. Of course it will. But their plan, of course, is to overcome those glitches. And I would imagine that one day they'll have technology to do that.
Yeah, they can take your money and you won't even know it, and you'll never be able to get it back.
That's exactly right.
Because you'll never
right.
ever get to talk to the person who's handling your wallet.
Well, it's kind of like now the Social Security system in this country. You know, if they decide to cut it off, who would we go see? What would we do? How would we get it back? It's not in our control. It's not under our control. Cash is, if you have cash, it's under your control somewhat. But when something's brought into your account, no. That's, you're not in control of that at all. But an article here from Lou Rockwell, the cashless life won't be worth living. While we're all over-focused on Ukraine, overlords are moving quietly and swiftly to take all cash away in favor of global social credit system. We can't let them get away with it. Now, folks, know it's global credit social credit system. It's like China has for their people. Now, I guess it's working in China. While they have us freaking out about Ukraine, our overlords are moving swiftly to rendition all of us into a global cyber gulag of a social credit system enabled by a digital currency doled out or not by the central banking system. The report from December 2021 assesses market opportunities to infrastructure support of the social credit market, i.e., how to make a lot of money helping to set up that cyber prison. Unless you're reading it for market opportunities, you're likely to be chilled by dystopian implications. One way to start fighting this development is to go back to using cash instead of cards as much as possible, starting with No Cash Friday, as urged by Catherine Austin Fitz. This means that every Friday we use only cash to buy what we need. Think about what this development pretends. No cash will mean no autonomy, as every purchase that you'll want to make must be approved on high, approval that will be contingent on your social credit score. She's absolutely right about what's happening. Now, think about this. A cashless society means no cash, zero. It doesn't mean mostly cashless, and you can still use a wee bit of cash here and there. Cashless means fully digital, fully traceable, fully controlled. I think those who support cashless society aren't fully aware of what they're asking for. No more tuck-away cash for those preparing to leave domestic violence. No more purchases of marketplace unless you want to risk bank transfer fraud. No more garage sales. No more cash donations to hungry homeless you pass. No more cash slipped into the hands of a child from their grandparent. No more money in birthday cards. No more piggy banks or tooth fairy for your child. No selling bits and pieces of, from your home that you no longer want, need, or forbid a cash in return. Less choices of where you purchase based on affordability. Banks will have full control of every single cent you own. Every transaction you may you make is recorded. All your movements and actions are traceable. That's a cashless society. Is that where we want to go? Is that what we have in mind? Do we look forward to that? I don't think so. I don't. Name a little bit. Any comments, Melody?
No. No, I've said them, and I think it's going to be all controlled by the government, and it's going to work for those who have it, and I think for the, you know, and you get all your retirement account, that money sitting in IRAs, it all goes back to that, and they can control it, and now they can come in and say, well, you know, we can help you with your money. We're here to help.
Well, so, you know, I guess, and I'm saying this because I'm part of it. We've all become somewhat guilty of trusting man and man's ideas, and even trusting, we'll say, a financial system we're no longer in control of. As I said earlier, when I'm 73 years old, I do get a check. I have nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. It didn't come in my hand in the form of a check, even. It's a blip on a computer that comes in the third of the month, and I go get cash out right now, but if I want to. But I had nothing in the transaction at all. I had no control over that. Sure. So that means that we're dependent upon man and man's government to take care of us, which is a curse in the Bible, folks. It's a curse. But this leads this cashless society sounds so convenient. You won't need to carry cash. You won't need credit cards. It'll all be done, something, I don't know, maybe on your cell phone or maybe in the chip in your hand one day. I have no idea. But the point of it is, it's total control. It's not just... And it's more than convenience, folks. It's a way of, if your social credit score isn't where it ought to be, you get deducted. You get money deducted from your account. You may not get nothing at all. They're already doing it in China. Why do you think it won't happen in America? China's got how many billion people live in China? Mel, is it 3 billion? I forget the number that live in China. A billion and a half? I don't know.
Too many.
But if they can do it there, and they're doing it there. How much, I mean, what would be the complication get it brought to even the United States or Russia or anywhere else? They're debating it, and eventually they'll get the bugs out of it so that it'll work the way they want it to. And all I can say is, fight it. Use cash.
$1.5 billion.
Wouldn't that be? Okay. Use cash. Please.
Use gold.
There you go. Even better than cash.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoices of Integrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, my goodness. Folks, I'm sorry. I know we're back on live again. We're discussing some things during the break there. And what we have here is a failure to communicate. But anyway, look, who went loop. But nonetheless, we'll get serious again here in a minute. Okay, let's pull together.
It's Friday.
We
I
had
hope
some
the listeners are laughing.
Oh, they probably are thinking, what kind of radio is this anyway? Goodness. All right, I got pulled together here.
It's been a rough week. I'm tired. So you know how sometimes when you get tired, you just kind of get those.
Get silly.
You get silly.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
And hey, laughter is. I enjoy doing the show because we can laugh, and we do get serious about them, but we can laugh. And that's it. That's good to have people.
Do you mean you don't laugh when you're? Do you mean you don't laugh on your program?
Well, not
just mine.
No. I have conversations with people in my program that can understand what I'm saying. But okay, folks, I promise we're together right now. And this.
All right, I'm serious now. Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
1-800-375-4188. There you go.
It must have been that virtual beer we've had.
I suppose.
Anyway,
back to something that I think is very serious. You remember, we know people that understand what's happening. Russia invaded Ukraine because Ukraine was going to become part of NATO. They didn't want that. And there's more to it than that, even more to it than that. But that's one of the big reasons. Ukraine president says he expects progress on EU membership bid within months. This is Ukraine, of course, Lviv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he spoke with the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, on Friday. And Ukraine expects progress to be made on its application to join the European Union in the coming months. That's one of the reasons they went that they were invaded, because Russia did not want the EU. NATO right on his doorstep, and that's exactly where this is going to be. So Zelensky said he wasn't interested in joining NATO, but he's going to become a part of EU. What's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, to me, this is another.
Well,
slap
there
are, in the,
I think there
the
are some there are some countries in the United Nations in the EU that. Are not NATO members, I think.
Well, I'm sure there are, but isn't that the? I mean, the European Union, aren't we in agreement with most of them that we're going to be there to help them if something comes down? Aren't they one of our allies, so to speak?
I don't know what their agreement is as far as protection. I mean, I think there's 27 members of the European Union. It's more about free trade. I'm not sure where the protection comes from. I don't know if it's a come one, come all type of. I mean, I'll have to look that up.
I just thought it was kind of an odd statement to make. You know, that I don't know. But different front, another war. U.S. is deploying thousands of Marines to Australia's Northern Territory to prepare for a possibility of war with China. On and on and on it goes. As tension arrives between the United States and China, thousands of American soldiers are being sent to Australia in preparation for a possible Chinese invasion of Taiwan. We just heard the conversation between Putin and Xi Jinping. Biden and Xi Jinping. Now we see we're moving troops in Australia. Okay. A rotational U.S. Marine force of approximately 2,200 soldiers will be based in the Northern Territory through September. 1,000 Marines have already arrived in Darwin, where they will train with the Australian Defence Force to ensure preparedness for potential conflict crisis in the region. Colonel Marcus Constable, commander of the ADF, Northern Force, has said that the Australia-U.S. relationship is essential. It is a key way we increase regional cooperation with partners in the Indo-Pacific, Colonel Constable. Together, we conduct a comprehensive range of training activities, including humanitarian assistance, security operations, and the high-end live fire exercises. Australian Defense Minister Peter Dutton said that conflict with China shouldn't be discounted and warned that Beijing may try to use the current war between Russia and Ukraine to their advantage and try to annex Taiwan while the world is distracted. Chinese state affiliate media warned in 2021 that should Australian forces defend Taiwan, they would suffer a heavy attack, a threat that Australian leaders have not taken lightly. I mean, every time I read these things, I think Matthew 24, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. It's just going on and on and on. I mean, right now we could be facing a nuclear war. Has been talked about by many people now. Now, World War III has been talked about by many, many people. I don't know what to think about it. I don't know what to say as far as what's going to happen with this, because they're actually using these words and doing these exercises and joining forces. And this can't all just be for show or what if this does happen. There's too much talk about it. And when there's this much smoke, there's got to be some fire somewhere. You agree?
I agree with you.
So, I don't know. And we have a third of Americans said they would go to nuclear war to defend Ukraine. A third. I don't understand nuclear war. No one understands nuclear war yet. Oh, Japan did in the World War II. When they bombed churches there, yes, folks, the U.S. bombed the churches in Japan. Yes, they did. But anyway, they understand somewhat, at least the generation that was alive then, of course, isn't here now to tell to the young people. But if you would have any sense of common sense or any sense to look into things that are maybe a little deeper, you would never say that I'm willing to go to nuclear war to defend the country that we are to have no ties to in the first place. Now, I'm not saying that I really feel sorry for anyone that's involved in war. I do know, however, that to promote us to get involved in this war, they're using videos from other wars saying that's happening in Ukraine, but it is not. And folks, you go to websites, you'll find that on there in the government cover-ups and the fake news. You'll find that on there. They are using videos from other wars. They're 3 or 4 years old, and showing it as it's happening in Ukraine, like it's for real happening today. They are trying their best to get us involved further in this conflict that we have no business in. So that's my commentary on that. Any comments, Melody?
No, and if you talk to anybody about this and view and mm-hmm. give that view. All of a sudden, you're for Putin. All of a sudden, you're not for either side.
I mean, that's,
I'm not either. I think it's a terrible thing what they're doing, disrupting people's lives in today's world. Doesn't have to happen. But look at the reasons why it happened. Who really is at fault for allowing it to happen? Look what we've done in the past. and that created this situation.
Yes, we have. We have. And we've urged this on. We prodded it along. And our founders told us, do not get involved entangled in foreign affairs. They knew better.
It's just not going to do us any good.
No,
focus
not.
On what's at home.
Let's clean up our own backyard. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan.
I hear you. Different topic. We're not time here, but Canada's compensated confiscation. Let me repeat that. Canada compensated confiscation of guns could start this spring. That's a tongue twister.
Say it again.
Canada's compensated confiscation of guns could start this spring. The Trudeau government may be calling it a gun buyback. But they're not talking about asking Canadian citizens to turn in unwanted guns in exchange for gift cards. Instead, Liberals in charge in Canada will be demanding that the lawful owners of more than 1,500 models of firearms hand them over to the government in exchange for some cash. If they don't, they'll be considered criminals in illegal possession of a forbidden weapon. And folks, it's going to come to America. You bet your boots it is. The gun confiscation has been part of Trudeau's gun control plans for well over a year now, but officials have struggled to actually put that plan into action. According to the high-ranking member of the Trudeau administration, however, that could change soon. Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino said Wednesday that a mandatory buyback program will be launched as soon as this spring for the upwards of 1,500 kinds of firearms banned by the government in 2020. A controversial order in council announcing the ban of what Ottawa called assault-style weapons was accompanied by a two-year amnesty for owners, in part to allow for a buyback program to be set up. That amnesty was set to expire next month. With no buyback program just yet in place, the government will extend the amnesty until October 2023. So it's a more polite way to make you a criminal if you don't turn your gun in. Turn them in, we'll give you $5 for them. And you'll be a free man. You won't face any crime. You'll be a free man. Compromise one more time, and we won't bother you anymore. Of course. That's isn't that how all tyranny works? It's done for our own good, Melody. It's done for the sake of the children. It's done for we have to do this because it keeps the public safe. That's how tyranny always works. Until they get total control, then they do whatever they want to. And one more time, they said, I'm going to share an article Monday, Lord willing, about what's coming real soon with the universal basic income and some other things coming down, what's going to mean the way of food rationing and different things. It's coming, folks. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And all I'm going to do is try to tell you and warn you, as Melody's been trying to do for years, that we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled here. We truly are. And that if you understand the Bible, you need to prepare yourself what's coming. There's no wrong preparing, folks. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. That's just Bible. Mel, you want to add anything before I put in a couple of short good news stories?
No, we need some good news.
Okay, let's get into this. I thought I got two short ones here. Mail carrier shovels snow for disabled veteran. A mail carrier in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. See, I knew some good folks in Pennsylvania, even if that is where Todd lives. But anyway, a mail carrier in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
And I'm from there, too.
Yeah, you are from there originally. Went above and beyond what was expected after a recent storm dumped 8 inches of snow on the area. Terry Holliday is a disabled U.S. veteran, military veteran, who lives in the 8th Ward. On Saturday, her home alert system announced movement outside her front door. I began watching on my phone. I saw a mail truck driver. She's told the Tribune to Democrat. The next thing I know, I see him coming up the steps with a snow shovel. Holliday, who has had one leg amputated, had left the shovel near the door so she could access it to clear her deck. She can't shovel the steps, however. He shoveled all the steps and cleared off my deck. I was shocked but grateful, she said. Holliday said they had never spoken to each other before, aside from a quick hello once or twice when she was at the end of the driveway in her power chair. Before he finished shoveling, Holliday thanked the mail carrier and learned his name, Laurent Britt. She later posted a photo of Britt's act of kindness on Facebook. The photo was captured by her home security camera. Being a disabled veteran with one leg, this mailman went above and beyond here in Johnstown, PA. He shoveled my steps in a small deck outside the front door. Caught him on the wireless doorbell. He went above and beyond, which I was truly grateful for, she wrote in the post. That is sweet. Praise
God.
That is
very, very nice.
And one more here. I thought this is really something. Gas station, this is in North Carolina, gas station lowers price to $2.25 to give a community a break at the pump. Wow. A gas station in North Carolina sold gas for $2.25 until they ran out. The price of gas is still at or near record highs, and the reasons for that remain the subject of international debate. Amid these soaring prices, drivers in Burnsville were able to get it for $2.25 a gallon. The cheap gas was available from just before noon to about 5 p.m. when it ran out. The gas station owners said they wanted to help people during this difficult time, so they took a loss and dropped their prices. The station is expecting another delivery today, and the owners plan to drop the price again soon. That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
That really is nice. It certainly is.
So, folks, yeah, we're in a mess. But let's enjoy each other and treat each other like we should. I think the golden rule still applies. I truly do. Melanie, we're about out of time here.
We really are. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.